Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
You're listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning in to my mom's show.
All right, good morning, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in today. This is, of course, Tanika Drake. You're tuning to God's Gift Through His Word. So we're going to pray real quick, and I'll have scriptures for you and, of course, a message. Can you believe it? Happy Friday. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll have this message. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you once again for another day. Lord, thank you for the ability to move and have my being. And Lord, I thank you for having a sound mind. Lord, I just want to continue the good fight of faith. So Lord, as I share, Lord, allow me to, as I read the word, Lord, remember and bring back to my remembrance to continue to just share the word, Lord, as you've required us to do. And Lord, every listener that hears the word, I pray that it would change their mind and their spirit. And Lord, that they would want to come to know what the gospel is truly all about and who the Lord Jesus Christ is. So Lord, as I share, I thank you for being who you are, Lord. You have never changed and you never will change. And Lord, I just want to be used for your humble service. So Lord, as I continue on, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for everything. And I am so glad for, like I said, Lord, another opportunity to share your word. So I thank you for it. In the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Alrighty, so we're going to be in 2 Timothy, and it's going to be the verses 21 through 26. So for this passage, I'll come out of the NIV, and then for the other scripture, which I will give to you guys, is going to be 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 2 through 8, I'll read that out of the KJV. So right now, I have my NIV, and I'll read that to you guys right now. And it says, if a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument of noble purposes, made wholly useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels, and the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. That's powerful right there. So I'll be back with that one in a minute. And so I'm going to jump over to KJV. And I'm going to read to you guys chapter 4, verses 2 through 8. And it says this: Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou, in all things endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Okay, so after reading those scriptures, which there's a lot in that, but I'm going to do my best to share with you guys after reading and researching and doing all of that, what it is. And you know, it is that time of year where the holidays are quickly approaching. You can see all the fanfare and the excitement that's going to be going on, that is going on. And you know what? In that same excitement, in that same kind of spirit, I really have that excitement about Jesus. And you know what? For me, the word plays out all over the place. It's in politics, it's in music, it's in family. And there's kind of no way really to divide up who you are in Christ Jesus. You can't put him and you can't put the Lord aside and take him on and off like clothing apparel. He's with you wherever you go. So today, as we read through 2 Timothy, this word was really a reminder to like never stop sharing the gospel, because the gospel and the good news is awesome, and we need to be sharing the awesome good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. So as I have shared with you guys with those passages, it's clear that after reading what Paul was telling Timothy, we have to do the same, to recognize you have to keep preaching or sharing the gospel regardless of how culture is or the responses or reactions that you will get. You just have to keep sharing the word. And honestly, let's not be naive and think that people are going to be receptive. People will not be receptive. They will reject what they hear. So we can't forget, you know, that many will not want to hear the word. And it says that clearly in 2 Timothy 4:3, where it says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." So we have to know that even though we are sharing the living word, we are sharing the truth, people don't want that in this time. But you have to continue on no matter what. Stay the course. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. And please don't think for one second that what you're doing doesn't matter, because it does. It does. Whenever you share the word, that is important. So definitely share the word. Keep sharing. Don't get discouraged and downhearted if you have people that, you know, come to you like, "I don't really want to hear what you're sharing. I don't want to hear about Jesus. I don't hear about God. Just stop talking to me. I don't want to hear about these scriptures. I just don't want to know nothing about the Lord, the Bible, church. I don't want to hear none of it." You can't get discouraged by those people that come, because you're going to have a lot of those people. But still yet you continue on. Still yet you preach the word in season and out of season, whether the holidays are coming, whether they're not. And this is the time of year where people start talking about gratitude. Well, gratitude should be something that is talked about all year long. It shouldn't just come because here comes Thanksgiving and all of a sudden you are grateful and you have gratitude. And then here it's coming this other holiday, Christmas, and you want to have an attitude of gratitude. You should have an attitude of gratitude and being thankful all year long. You should not need a holiday or anything to let you know that you should be grateful for your life, point blank, period. And so God has given you your life. Be excited and be happy and rejoice in that. So that is all I have to share with you guys. I hope that those scriptures were helpful, and I hope you got a chance to really enjoy what I was sharing. So remember, stay encouraged and continue to share the word in season and out of season, regardless of who wants to hear the word or not. you keep on sharing. And remember, this is Tanika Drake. You've been listening to On God's Gift Through His Word. Please remember to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. Have an amazing Friday, and I will be talking with you guys again on Saturday. And here we go for cuffing season. Take care and have a blessed day. God's Gift Through His Word with Tanika Drake. Stick around, have a couple announcements, and we'll be right back. Hello, hello, everyone. This is Tanika Drake, and you know I am the host or hostess of God's Gift Through His Word. So guess what? All of my podcasters in California and anywhere that you are, I want to invite you to a special podcast holiday party that will be at Bar 20 in West Hollywood, California. So please, please, please make plans to attend. You will meet other podcasters. We will discuss a whole bunch of great things. It will be fun to podcast and interview one another. So make plans to attend. Wherever you're coming from, please do make sure you come, because I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to meet everyone that was just at the SoCal Podcast Explosion. And I am hoping for an amazing turnout where we could all get together and just enjoy meeting one another. So get ready, get ready, get ready for the Podcasters Holiday Party at Bar 20 in California at the Grafton Hotel. So if you might be flying in and you want to stay at the hotel, there is a hotel room for you. If you're just going to be driving up and you want to enjoy, please come. Plan to attend. It will be at the Bar 20 restaurant from 5 to 8. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm very, very excited about it, and you should be too. So plan to attend, and I can't wait to see you there. Hey everyone, this is Tanika Drake, of course, from God's Gift Through His Word. Have you done something for me lately? What are you talking about, Tanika? Done what? Well, I have a book, and I'm sure you've heard about it. It's called The Gift of Finding God's Love, Guilt and Shame Turned into My Shine. Now, if you are located in the Southern California area, I am going to be asking of you if you could go and purchase the book at the Barnes & Noble located in Torrance in the Del Amo Fashion Square Mall area. If you can do me a huge favor and go and purchase a book or two, however many you need, purchase that book and have it ordered to the store, and then go into the store and pick it up. You'll just need to hold on to it until February 15th. So once again, these are the instructions. If you have not yet purchased your book titled The Gift of Finding God's Love, Guilt and Shame Turned into My Shine, please go into the Barnes & Noble located in Torrance in the Del Amo Fashion Square area. Please pick up that book, have it ordered to the store, and then hold on to it until February 15th, which will be the new book signing date. When you bring that book, I will definitely sign it for you, and we will have a little meet and greet and talk about the book. So I'm looking forward to it. So please, please tell everyone you know, your friends, your family, all your acquaintances, to go and get that book. So I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to sharing about the book and sharing my experiences. So please do me a huge, huge favor. If you're located in the Southern California area, go on into Torrance in that Barnes & Noble store, get the book, hang on to it. And I cannot wait to meet you in person and to give you a huge thank you for helping me out. So I'm going to get out of here. But once again, don't forget, February 15th is the date of the book signing, and I will have the time very, very soon. So remember to be blessed, motivated, and inspired. And hey, go out and purchase that book, because you know you want to know what's inside of it, and I'm assigning it for you. So take care, and thank you so much for listening. Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed God's gift through His Word. Please don't forget to check me out on all the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podbean, ListenNotes.com, LoftyCast.com, Radio Public, of course, and Spotify. There are tons more podcast platforms. You can definitely check me out on any of those that you feel to do. And please do not forget to get social with me. You can find me on Facebook, IG, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Let me know how you found me. Let me know how we can get connected. And maybe you can also be a guest on the show. So I hope you're going to have an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing afternoon whenever you tune into God's gift through His Word from all the different countries and from all the different places where you tune in each and every day. I hope that you find this inspiring, hope you find it motivating, and I hope it helps you just a little bit walk a little stronger in your faith with the Lord. Have an amazing day. Remember to always be blessed, motivated, and inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. Take care, and thank you for tuning in.